Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Oh my goodness. What amazing time this is if you stay present and don't get hooked. There's so many opportunities for creation right now. It's staggering, guys. It's staggering. So I have a lot of information for you today. First of all, thanks to all of you who are ordering your buppas for Christmas, your buppalopaloo bears. Thank you. I believe we almost or have met our quota for Amazon to be on the toy list for Christmas. So my deep and sincere thanks to all of you that have helped with that. And anybody that's looking for the perfect Christmas gift for anybody who wants to feel better about themselves or a child that wants to learn to feel good about themselves, keep in mind this little powerful bear that we have. I spent the morning yesterday with First Five California, which is the big movement out here. They have ads all over the television, you know, sing, talk, read to your child. The first 5 years of their life is when their brain is developed. And they and I got together and we both said, oh my gosh, we didn't know anybody else was doing this. So I was out donating 100 bears to underprivileged children with First Five California yesterday. What a rewarding opportunity. You know, when you give, you get so much more. And these kids just embrace this bear, and the teachers and the psychologists. And, you know, I got to have that reaffirmation all over again. So, you know, when you go out and give, you always get more than you give usually. If you're just joining us today, know that you have found quite an amazing community. We rock. We are rocking creators. If you want to talk to the channel, press 1 now so we can get you in the lineup. I will do my best to get through as many people as we can. I want to dive right into what the channel brought forward. And I had to wait till the last flipping minute to get all this information, but here we go. What's going on right now and why so many people are plugged in to this political race, whether you live in America or not, the entire world is reverberating reaction to what is going on. And they want to quickly explain even further and expand what we got to. I didn't think that was possible on the webinar that we just did. So here we go. There are aspects within us that we are in fear of acknowledging, confronting, and integrating. Which means we believe we are not complete, and we keep focused on fixing ourselves. So let me go over that again and say it in a little different way. There are aspects within all of us that we don't like, that we don't think are good, that we're judging, right? And as long as we don't accept who we are, guys, we are going to keep trying to fix who we are. And fixing who we are isn't what it's about. Creating who we are and what we want is what it's about. But you can't do that until you acknowledge what's going on. So they gave me four easily identifiable things within each of us. One is judgment, basically judgment of others. So just stop and ask yourself right now, because you know you're judging somebody. That is being played out big time in front of us right now, and we're reacting because that's where the pony is. Oh my gosh, where am I judging? Where do I get to clean that up? Number two, racism. And the channel is underlying and giving me exclamation points. Every single one of us is still at some degree or another carrying the racism from past lifetimes, past centuries, because that is such a huge part of how the world was created. Now, we have to accept that. We don't like it. We want to move on from it. We want to be bigger than it. But we're not going to do that if we don't go, oh, my gosh, I see within me that darn little comment that came out of my mouth. That's racism. Okay? And now they're saying a lot of racism actually looks like anti-racism, like speaking against it and, well, religion and all that stuff, but they don't want us to kid ourselves. And this is important because the stuff, this non-acceptance of who we are and this judgment of who we are is literally the root of all disease. Number three is bullying. Now, what bullying looks like in those of us that are civil are passive-aggressive behaviors. And let me see if I can act out a passive-aggressive behavior. Like if your mate and you are having an argument and you look at them and go, well, fine, honey, you know, if you want to do it, fine. That's passive-aggressive behavior. In other words, I don't want to. It's not anything I want to do. It's not something I believe in. It doesn't rock my boat. But I will say, with a certain tone in my voice and twitch of my eyebrow, that I'll do it so that I'll make you feel guilty about wanting to do it, and you'll go, okay, we don't have to do it. That's passive-aggressive behavior, and we all use it, and it is a form of bullying, and that's why we're getting so plugged in to the bullying that we're watching. Number four, sexual equality or inequality. And they gave me some old definitions so that you can find within yourself where you may be playing this out. Women are more emotional than men. Men don't cry, shouldn't cry. They shouldn't show their emotions. Men should be the aggressive ones in a relationship. Women should be pursued in a relationship, right? Those are stereotypical sexual inequality statements. And what we have to understand is that they are literally plugged into ourselves. And we're in the process right now of choosing to release them accept them and heal them so that we can truly integrate all our energy into our divine selves, into those selves that we are that come from love, that are love, that make our decisions from love. Any kind of prejudice cannot equal peace within us, guys. So all of us, in one way or another, are not wanting to be the way we are, which means we're not accepting ourselves, which means we are in conflict within ourselves, with ourselves, creates disharmony and dis-ease. And what the channel wants you to know is there's supposed to be contrast on this plane. There's supposed to be yin and yang. That's how you learn to make choice for yourself. So our choice with this information is if we want to be integrated, if we want to be the divine self that is possible for us to be, we have to accept who we are and go, okay, yeah, I'm doing that. I am that. There's a part of me that's still harboring that. I've come a long way, but there is still a part of it there, and that's why I'm plugged in, because we know when we get plugged in, that's where the ponies are, right? So around all of this, we're claiming, I am divine love, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are choosing to accept ourselves right now as the yin-yangs that we are, to accept ourselves, to make conscious choice, to shift wherever we are so desiring and willing to do so, so that we are functioning with more clarity and more acceptance of who we are. And so it is. Okay, you know, I keep fighting. They gave me this whole next webinar, and I keep fighting it. I keep wanting to do something else. But they're saying this is what they gave us today, very much why they gave me what they gave me for the next webinar. So the next webinar, I thought I was going to change it up till this moment right now, will be October 25th, Tuesday, 7 to 9 p.m., and it is self-retribution, the boomerang effect of our electrical charge. It's not even posted yet. I wrote it out, and then another one that I really want to do is on the autoimmune, because there's so much coming out about the autoimmune right now and how it's affecting us. So that will probably be coming up soon also. Can I go to the calls now? If you want, press 1, get in the lineup, and we're off. And we're going to start with Jeannie. Hi, sweetheart. Hold on, you didn't come on. Hi, baby, you're on.
Good morning. I heard my name, and I heard that I was unmuted. Good morning, all. How is everyone?
Oh, we're just rocking and rolling here, baby. And I see that you ordered another Bubba. Thank you so much, Jeannie, for your support.
Oh, honey, there's another one probably that I will be ordering next week.
Well, you have a lot of children in your life, don't you?
No, I don't. Only 2 little ones.
And you already got 2 for those. So are these for big people?
Yes.
Oh, see? Yeah. I use mine all the time. Boy, it keeps me balanced. What can we do for you today? What did you think about what the channel brought in?
I'm conflicted.
Well, that's the point.
I know. Because I feel very settled within myself.
Okay,
for the
I get
first
a big
time,
no, Jeannie. The pendulum goes right to no. So thank you for being brave enough to start this off. They want me to go. Okay, they're taking me to a core belief. So hang on here, because they want to get. That's why they're saying some of these things are so buried within us.
Yeah.
Here. Okay. This is right now your biggest conflict. Your head and your heart keep fighting each other. Just like what happened to me with, no, do this webinar. No, really? I don't think that's what I want to do. Okay. So where in your life, and you do know, so now that you know, they want you to allow yourself to accept where your head and your heart are fighting each other.
I have to think about this because I don't know.
Okay, well, feel into it instead of thinking about it. And they're going to give you a direction here. Give me a song.
Zippity-doo-dah.
Okay. Well, this makes a lot of sense to me, Jeannie. Your head and your heart are in conflict over the definition of sheer joy.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it sounded like a light bulb went on there for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so can you explain it? Because you know what's yours is ours is everybody's. And this is, again, going to be like a little mini webinar here, I think, the show today.
I think it will be.
So
I can explain it. I find that the conflict arises completely when I am between my human self and my spiritual self.
Yes, ma'am. Well said.
And this is still affecting, don't yell, my ankle. I am now with a specialist who deals only with, they don't cut toenails, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
But they deal only with severe problems of the foot and ankle.
Okay.
And I had an MRI yesterday. I haven't even looked at it because I have the disc, and he'll get the report and all that, and I'm in a splint. And
okay, so hold on. First thing they want to teach us is that you are never out of your spiritual self. You are never between your spiritual self. You are just not accessing it.
Right. And what happens is you see something or you hear something and you forget the spiritual self. You push it away.
Yes, you go into your head.
Go into your head instead of your heart.
That's right. And that's part of the yin-yang, which offers us choice. If we can stay conscious and stay in our heart, that access is always our spiritual self. I just looked up ankle problems in the body book, and this is the one sentence they're directing me toward. Over-responsible. They are operating with a lot of guilty rigidity. Oh, rigidity, that's a word for your ankle. An inability to receive pleasure and support. Now, pleasure, my pendulum goes to no, but support, it goes to yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, does that resonate with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very much so.
So this is, hold on here. Oh, this is a way that you're bullying yourself. I won't allow people to support me. I won't allow the universe to support me. I'm rigid in these beliefs that this is my cross to bear. Okay? So that's a form of self-bullying, they're saying. Interesting, huh? Wow,
I
get that.
Yeah, because I was thinking of it in other terms.
Like, thinking of what in other terms?
Support. I feel very often that I have no one here to support me.
And you know my beautiful Jeannie, that you have this entire community and the universe that supports you. But you will not experience that as long as you have the belief that there's nobody there to support you. Do you understand? Because as we believe, that's what we create.
Understood, but it's physical in that there is no one living here besides me.
That's a belief, Jeannie. That it's so a belief. So what you're saying is there's nobody that you know, there's no family there, et cetera.
Correct.
That's there to help you. But
correct.
That means you're not open to the rest of the world helping you. And how many miraculous stories do we know of people who were in peril and total strangers came forward to save who they were?
Understood, but what I'm saying is much more definitive in that because of the ankle problem, I cannot get to my winter clothes, for example, and do the changeover between summer and winter.
Okay,
it's
Jeannie.
It's that kind of help.
Jeannie?
Yes, ma'am.
They want you to stop and move out of your belief so that you can find a solution.
Sure, hire someone.
You can hire someone? I bet there are people right now within our community that live in or close to New York that would be willing to come in and help you. I bet there would be. But you're not going to find them till you acknowledge that there are a lot of energies out there that are ready to help you. But rigidity will not allow that. Flow will allow that.
How do I get rid of the rigidity?
You don't get rid of it. You recreate it. You redirect it into flow and love. You know how to do it. We've been doing it for 2 years together on the show and in the webinars. Go to love. Say, I'm willing. You know, you don't want to create anything, guys, until you're in the state of feeling good and feeling love. And then you start the creation process. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Get busy, Jeannie. I want you guys to put what we talk about and what we have learned into practice now. That is our great challenge. We must start putting it into practice. I love you.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Miss Kathy in Seattle. Hi, you're up.
Hello, Dee. How are you?
I'm great.
This is so appropriate, and this is exactly what I was actually thinking about earlier this week. Oh, my gosh, what would Dee do? the yin and yang is just so perfect. I was going to do that very thing earlier this week. So,
yep, yes, we all are, honey. It's in our
Go ahead. No, I just wanted to find out from the channel, and you answered a lot of that, what was going on in my energy.
Well, they want to know what the example is. Are you feeling safe enough to share that with us?
Well, a lot of it is that the judgment thing, like driving. I just have no tolerance for crazy drivers.
Uh-huh.
I'm constantly just making judgments towards people who are driving stupid.
Okay, I don't know why they're giving me this word, but they're giving me the word compassion.
Okay.
So what does compassion mean to you?
Caring, understanding.
Yes, understanding is the highest word we're going to. So, they're showing me my friend and driving with my friend. And I know why they're showing me this. Flipping horrible driver, my friend. Horrible. I mean, I almost feel like I need a Valium after I drive with her. I'm not kidding. And do you know why she's such a bad driver? because she's scared to death to drive.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you see, again, we can't open ourselves up to, well, maybe this person is just so afraid of driving that they forget to signal, they pull in front of me, or, you know. We don't ever want to go to the compassionate place. We want to go to the judgment place, which is
right.
What we do with ourselves. You know,
yes.
We need to have compassion for ourselves while we are looking at all these things that we judge in others that we're finding are there in ourselves.
And
right?
That's the one thing I was thinking about is what is it in me that is direct that is bringing this to my focus?
It's
and that's what...
wanting to get where you're going. So there's conflict within you about wanting to get where you're going, and so you're creating all of these things in your way while you're getting there. So does that make any sense to you?
It does, and can I just let go of all of that?
Well, you can, but not until you accept that it's going on with you.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Guys, you know, Abraham Hicks says it so clearly. You have to know what you don't want to know what you do want. It's just most of us stop there. This is what I don't want. This is what I don't want. This is what I don't want. And we live our lifetime creating what we don't want instead of moving on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So what you want is to get where you want to go. Why do you think you don't want to get there? And it's success, by the way, is the highest word. Why wouldn't you want to get to success? They're showing me your mother. What happens when you're successful?
I'm told I'm not good enough.
Okay. So, people cutting you off, giving you the finger, driving too slow, driving too fast, you know, that's all disrespect for Kathy, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I take it personally.
When we disrespect Kathy, we tell Kathy she's not good enough.
Right.
Okay. So you see how it all kind of folds back into each other. So first of all, I get in your car. I'd go to my love place. I'd say, I love driving. Thank you that, you know, I have a car that gets me where I want to go, and where I want to go is success, and I know within me I'm good enough to create the success, and I'm getting there easily and effortlessly, and so it is. And it feels like this love that I'm holding myself in right now.
Thank you.
Yep, you got it.
Yes.
And what
Thank
a good
you.
Message for all of us. Thank you. See,
oh my gosh.
It's
Thank
the
you.
Head and the heart again. The head and
Absolutely.
The heart. All right, go to
Absolutely.
Your heart, guys.
You.
That's where your truth is. Thank you, darling.
I love you. Thanks.
Love you, too. Love all of you. Karen in Toronto, what you got for us?
Hi, Dee. So nice to talk to you again. I just thank you for taking my call. I have a younger sister. We have kind of the same thing happen between the two of us. She has a daughter-in-law. So she had a brand new little baby grandchild born, and they didn't call her. They kept her separate. She's a lovely grandmother, but she's absolutely devastated. She's feeling, she got the text the night that the child was born, and that was the only input she had, and she's feeling, so it's like, I don't know how to guide her, how to help her with that.
Well, why did you say you kind of had the same thing going on?
Because I have a daughter-in-law very similar to that, that doesn't keep me, she's actually a new lady in my son's life, and her perception of me is based on knowledge that she, yeah.
Nope. She's threatened. That's the highest word we're going to, that they're threatened by you, both.
Yes.
And they're threatened because, of two things. For example, My mother was quite hurt because I didn't have her out for the birth of my daughter. And I didn't have her out for the birth of my daughter because I knew that my husband, Christopher, would sit back and let everybody else do it if there was somebody else out here to help.
Oh.
So, yes, you see, again, they're giving me the word compassion and understanding. If we're in judgment, we aren't open to maybe why they might have, for them, a good reason. And I still feel that I was right. She would have come in, she would have taken the night feeding, she would have, you know, whereas she came out 2 weeks after Gabrielle was born. Christopher had already totally bonded with her. We were in a pattern where we knew we were helping each other. And when my mother came in, it was additional instead of, I'm going to throw this to you, Mom.
Oh.
Okay. So that's part of what's going on, is that they're threatened in a myriad of different ways. About, I don't know how to do this, I need to learn how to do this, I need time with my daughter, you know, I don't want to be judged. A lot of young mothers, everybody go back to when you were a first mother or father. We're scared. We don't know how to do it. Nobody can teach you how to do that. You just have to go with the moment, right? And we don't want to look bad. We don't want to, you know, and I remember when my mom came out, well, Dee Dee, why don't you, you know, if you do it this, well, you're not swaddling her right. And it just made me feel at times incompetent. And at times I went, oh, my God, thank God Mom's here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the best way you can help her is to, again, have her go to her heart. She thinks she's in her heart, you see, because she's hurt. But it's her head that's hurt. It's her mind that's hurting her. Her heart knows that she's loved and that she's going to be in this child's life. And that's what she wants to focus on, sending love to her daughter-in-law, sending love to the child, sending love to the son, okay, and stating what she wants.
That's what I told him.
Yeah.
You're right, Dee, because this is the second little girl. And, like, through the whole pregnancy, you know, Rhonda kept calling her and saying, are you okay? And she'd get nothing, no response. And she, a week ago, a young mommy didn't make it through the birthing process. So Rhonda was concerned because her daughter-in-law is a week overdue. And I had the same thing 2 months ago with my little grandson. We almost lost him in birth. And they're very parallel. And she, this, her daughter-in-law has, you know, totally locked her out of all information, didn't let her know how she was doing. And then she found out about the birth. Like she said, I feel like I've gone from parent to grandparent status, and I was treated like friends. I had to find out on Facebook and through a text that the child was born.
Yep.
And so I told her to, that's so funny that you said that, because I didn't know what to do. And I've done Mary's transformation technique. And so I used it on her. I took her, had her put Jesus' hands on her back, had her observe her heart, which was red and hurting, and had her send love to that part of her and allow that part to grieve and hurt and feel, but to love it and make it feel safe. And then I told her, when you're feeling hurt and not in peace, just hold your heart and ask Jesus to be with you. And think of, I said, this is what Dee's advice was. Go to your love place.
Well, because you can't feel that other stuff when you're in your love place. But you see, if you're having a child for the first time, and
this is
no matter, no matter how sure we are, there's always those questions. Do you want somebody calling you every week going, are you okay? Are you all right? I mean, you know, you're overdue. You sure you're okay? That just puts you into more fear. So you guys have to focus on what you want.
Okay.
Do you even know what you want?
Yeah, we want a close connection with our grandchildren and our children.
Yes, and you're not going to get that by wondering if something's wrong.
That's true.
You see, it's a perfect example of your head going, this is what I should do, this is what I should do. But no, we shouldn't do what we've been taught to do, guys. We should do what the channel is teaching us to do, which is, this is what I want. I want a healthy, beautiful baby. I'm in my knowing that this healthy, beautiful baby is being born to this beautiful daughter-in-law that I have a wonderful connection with, that I send love and share love with, that we become and are a family that supports each other and communicates with each other. I want to give them all the space that they need for this beautiful process, and I know I'm a part of. You see,
beautiful.
You've got to keep focused from your love place on what you want.
It's beautiful.
Because right now, you're in judgment. You're a little bit in the passive-aggressive place, you know, and it's not going to get you what you want, guys. You've got to go to the vibration and the frequency of joy and love first, and then state and create what you want. Not worry and then create what you want. Not I feel shunned and then create what you want. It doesn't work. Do you understand, Karen?
Yeah, I do. I know she was feeling mortally wounded, and I said, I tried to advise her to go to her love place and then think of what to do.
Well, and also I would advise all of us to go, you know, I don't know what's going on really in them. I don't know why they made this decision. I don't know why they're doing this. I am going to have compassion for them because I don't know. And
yeah.
That allows me to stay in the place of creation that I want to be, instead of the judgment and the hurt and the victimness that is not going to create the state that I want.
Wow, that was powerful. I just have to say, when you were talking to Jeannie and you asked her to pick a song, Zippity Doodah jumped into my head just before she said it. I wish she lived close, because I would certainly embrace her and adopt her.
Ooh, Jeannie.
I would love to help. Yeah.
Okay,
we live.
Well, you
I'm sure someone
me,
out there will.
And I will put the two of you in touch, Karen. That's very gracious of you. Thank you.
Oh, you're very
but
welcome.
You see,
love you.
She had to ask. Ask and you receive. Not sit there, wait, judge, and think there's nobody here to support me. And that's kind of what's going on with the babies, too.
Yes, I hear you. God bless you. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving from the Canadian.
Well, we're going to get together a lot before that. You too, baby. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, we're going to Carol in Florida. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for taking my call. The channelings that you've been sharing are just, you know, they're brilliant. They really are.
Thank you. I think
they're right on spot.
Yeah, it's the truth. You can feel that it's the truth.
Yeah,
because it's, you know, most of the time I go, oh, my God, really? So I know for sure it's not coming from me. Well, now see, they're correcting me. It is coming from me through me, which is where all the information that comes in, you know, without our participation, the information doesn't come into this plane. So we're all channels. We just have to be open to it. What can we do for you specifically here, Carol?
Okay. You know, I'm in the process of researching and looking to relocate out of Florida. I'm originally from New Jersey. I've been looking into, like, the Southwest, Texas, the Carolinas, and...
They want to know what feels good. Out of all those places, what feels
seasons,
the best?
Seasons, creativity, spiritual growth.
Okay, what place? There's one place that suits all of those better than the others. You know it already, they're saying. So what do you think it is?
New Mexico or Texas? Like Waco, Texas or New Mexico?
Okay, more creativity in New Mexico, they're saying. More spirituality in New Mexico.
Okay.
Now, you knew that, so why is your head fighting it? What's the thought process, Carol?
It is so, my friends, they're all on the East Coast. This is a big leap. And it's a leap of faith, really. And I was talking to my friend last night. I said, well, it's going to have to go with the leap of faith.
Yeah, and you're right. You're going to be happier there.
Okay.
Okay, so basically what your head is doing is this doesn't make any sense. This doesn't make any sense at this time in my life. This doesn't make any sense that I would leave all my friends. But your heart is going, go, Carol, go, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
All right, well, there's your answer, baby cake. And there's
so much.
Many, many friends that are waiting for you wherever you go.
Okay.
You will create the friends and the support system, and you will not lose the friends that you have there. You'll just create some more. But New Mexico, more creative, more spiritual.
Okay. I was just there over the summer. Yeah. Thank you, Dee.
Yeah, you felt at home there, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
I did.
That's what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Then you need to follow that, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Keep shining bright.
I am determined and committed to do that. Thank you. Love you.
You're welcome. Love you, too.
And we're going to Jean in Seattle. Hold on. There you come. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm a first-time caller.
Well, welcome, Gene. Are you getting what we're doing? Have you listened to the show before?
Well, I'll tell you, I've gone to the list of older shows, and I started with the most recent and worked my way through quite a few of them. So I think I've kind of got the gist.
Okay, well, what can we do for you today?
Well, first of all, the basic reason I chose to look at your teachings was you got two qualifications that are very important to me. One,
a cheerleader.
and a homecoming queen.
Oh, well, those two things for sure make me a spiritual teacher.
Yeah, for me they do. I've never come across a teacher who had both of those qualifications.
Really?
That's
well,
right.
I bet you don't know the backgrounds of a lot of spiritual teachers out there. I'm telling you, it's like being an actor. You know, probably a third of the actors out here in Los Angeles are either lawyers or teachers in another life.
Yeah.
Crazy.
In another life.
Did you have an issue we can help you with, darling?
Nope. However, I was going through Treasure Chest of Nuggets over on Audio Boom, and I ran across one in which you talked about bliss. Bliss happens.
Bliss?
That was your bliss.
Bliss, yeah. Bliss happens when we're in alignment with the joy and the love of whom we really are. That's the definition of bliss. And it happens whenever we get an alignment and accept who we are as the joy and love that we are. You bet.
Well, I had a bliss experience 25 years ago. And it's still my peak experience in this life. I attended a Dennis Adams seminar in, Stuart Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Near Mount Testa. And he'd give a talk in the morning, and then we'd break for lunch and so on. Anyway, he was talking about various things, and one of the things he was talking about was the possibility of having so much, well, let's put it this way, I can't think of the right word, intestinal gas in the atmosphere that the Earth was going to blow up. And, he talked about other things. Anyway, at the end of the talk, I felt this huge energy charge in my entire body to the point where I couldn't talk. I was just overwhelmed. And it was just pure love.
Mm-hmm. You know what happened, Gene, is that he held the space for you. This is what John of God does. And many spiritual teachers, hopefully I'm one of those, that hold the space and the vibration of love so that you can identify it and participate in it.
Well, it certainly wasn't subtle.
What?
It certainly was not subtle. It just overwhelmed me, to the point where I just went back to my cabin and lay down for a while. And then when I came for lunchtime, I got my lunch, sat down on the table, and I just was so immersed in this feeling that I just, a long time to eat my lunch, and several groups of people came and went while I was sitting there. And
and let's go, since you mentioned intestinal gas, let's just go to the digestive process. It took you that long to digest what it felt like to be consumed with love. And that's
okay, good. I like that.
Yep.
And then in the afternoon, before the evening meal, my cabin mate and I just laid down our beds to take a nap. And when we both woke up at the same time, we were both feeling this huge energy charge again.
Yes, that's what happens to all of us, guys, when we get out of our way and allow the truth of love to flow through us. Sometimes it can just knock us on our batukas. Because we are so used to clogging it up and holding it back. And the channel is even saying it can actually be a little scary for us at first. Because we just can't handle it, or we can handle it, but we haven't had any experience in handling that total opening of the divine presence that we are. And that's what happened, Gene. And it's a beautiful... Hallelujah that you got to have that experience. And what the channel wants you to know is that you can recreate it at any time you choose if you just hold your intention of being in alignment with your divine self. All right, my friend. Thank you for calling in and sharing. That was great. Thank you, Gene.
Okay. Thank you for your input.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. So why, let's ask ourselves why Gene came on with that. Because the channel wants you to hear and be prepared for immersing yourself in this as we go through the process of accepting who we are. accepting those places that are still shadow places that we're not so proud about, that we keep going into reaction about. And when we accept them and recreate them more with compassion and divine love, you will recognize the feeling of it from what Jean just brought forward. Oh, interesting. Interesting how we all work together, isn't it? All right, we're going to Lee in Los Angeles. Hi, you're on.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, G. Thank
Hello,
you.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Wow. I'm feeling... I'm feeling good.
Okay, let's try and get focused, Lee.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So,
what is it I can help you with today, darling?
How can I embrace those parts of me that are showing their faces as the ugliest? So,
well,
like you brought
okay,
up.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have your answer because the channel's going, guys. Don't you know you're all God? All of it's God. The yin and the yang, it's all God. It's all creation. It's a part of our learning. Just like the little kid falling down, right? You don't judge the... Are you there, Lee? Lee, are you there? Oh, I think we lost her. But I'm going to answer... I'm going to answer her anyway. Again, judgment for ourselves doesn't serve us. That's passive aggressive bullying toward ourselves. All right, I want to take one last call. Kim in Phoenix. Hi, you're on.
Hello, Kim. The awesome show, by the way. Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, I really liked, you know, that dark self that Lee just said. I've been looking at that in myself and just telling myself, you know, that's just a part of me and accepting it and moving forward. And when it comes up, just, all right, here it is again. Stop it.
Yeah, but we have to redefine it, guys. It's not a dark part of who we are, because that's a judgment. That right there is this is a part of me that's not good, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How about, oh, I see, here's a part of me that really doesn't make me feel the way I want to feel. It doesn't
that's
make
better.
Me feel happy and joyful and full of love, and that's how I want to feel. So I'm going to take this part of me that is experiencing some sort of racism right now, and I'm going to look at it, and I'm going to accept it, and I'm going to go, you know, doesn't make me feel good, and I want to feel good. So I'm going to go to my love place, and I'm going to throw some love at it, because that makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that takes a lot of the drama away, don't you think?
Oh, very much so, very much so.
And the drama is what creates the disease.
Exactly. And this past
week... Hold on,
week,
they're
was,
correcting oh. me. Hold on, they're correcting
okay,
me.
Okay, sorry.
It's
okay.
not the drama, it's the non-acceptance of fighting who we are that creates the drama, that creates the disease. Okay, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's,
so
wow.
if we want to be healthy and happy, we want to accept everything of who we are and go, okay, where are the parts that don't make me feel the way I want to feel? Yippee, now I can shift them because I want to feel good.
Cool.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Hold on, there's something else coming in. Sheets.
Okay.
Book. Give me a movie.
The Great Escape.
Okay. So, again, The Great Escape is all about drama and fear and, conquering and, you know, I've got to get away, I've got to get away, I've got to get away. There's no way you're going to get away from yourselves, guys. The only way to create what we want is to accept the fabulousness and the magnificence of who we are, which is why I start the show the way I do. Hello, all you magnificent, blah, 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 right? So very loved,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we need to start in that vibration and that acceptance. That's who we are. We are so great that we can take energy and experience it with judgment and racism and bullying. We can take energy and experience it with love and compassion. And we get to play around in that arena so that we become conscious creators of who we are and what we want to be and live in. And that's your answer, you know, Kim. Just know you're fabulous. And you're so fabulous that if there's some parts in you, you know, that you're not so proud of, you are so fabulous, you get to redirect and recreate them.
That is true, and I caught myself doing that this past week, saying some stuff. It's like, you know what? I need to stop doing that. That's not cool, what I just did. I need to stop. So it was a judgment call on somebody.
Well, you need to stop because it didn't make you feel good about who you were.
Oh, exactly.
So
exactly.
Then you have to redirect it.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, I know what I don't want. I'm going to stop. What do I do want? You see, you got to keep going. But otherwise,
mm-hmm.
you get stuck in step one, which is
mm-hmm.
which is the judgment of yourself. And I got to stop doing this. You've got to then say, okay, so this is what I am doing, and this is who I am choosing to be and experience.
Mm-hmm.
Because the other thing doesn't make me feel good anymore. Not that it's bad or good, just doesn't make me feel as good. All right?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Hey, we're going to take this whole show and claim and bring in the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. Basically what that does is it washes everything, balances everything, sets it clear, brings it into the vibration of creation. And we are that. I'm over. We got to run. What a show. I love you all. I tried to get to as many people. Know your question was probably answered. Until we meet again, love yourselves, and love yourselves more. That's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.